It's Friday, it's 3 p.m. and it's time for something special. And whether you're green-fingered or not, this is for you. It's the Sod Show Christmas Wishes Special on 103.2 Dublin City FM. From the studios of Dublin City FM, on FM, Fridays at 3 p.m. and anytime worldwide in podcast, it's Dublin's only garden radio show, in association with greensacks.ie, compostable bags for home and garden. This is The Sod Show. That's right, this is The Sod Show, and it's the Christmas Wishes Special, where we talk about people's top 10 wishes for Christmas, the kind of gifts that they, as green-fingered folk, would get their friends and family. And hang on a second, I'm just not in a Christmassy enough spirit. Give me some jingle bells. Ah yes, that's much better. Also, this week we'll be bringing you music from a brilliant charity single that's hoping to get to Christmas number one, A Song for Lily May's Tiny Dancer. That's coming up in a few minutes' time. First, though, it's time for our gardening and outdoor news. Oh yes, I like that. And first, to a mention to our sponsor, greensacks.ie, compostable bags for home and garden, and a company who certainly lead by example when it comes to blogging and interacting with customers online. But their blog includes some essential winter gardening tips, which include information on when to water the ground, how to protect your pots and your perennials, how to provide for birds, and more besides. We are, of course, big fans of greensacks.ie and their compostable bags here on The Sod Show. Anything that green is grand by us, and it seems they're big fans of ours too, so we're happy as always to be associated with them. Powers Court Estate has laid on a series of events in the run-up to Christmas. These include visits to Christmas animals at the Garden Pavilion Stables from the 1st until the 23rd of December, from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m, including deer, pygmy, goats, miniature donkeys, rabbits, guinea pigs, and more. All of those are Christmas animals, aren't they? And of course, Santa Claus is there to be visited at Powers Court House. You'll have to check times online. There'll be a charge of €9 per child, and all the other events taking place are actually complimentary. For more information, check out powerscourt.ie/events or call 01204 6000. Sticking with the festive Yuletide theme, how much do you know about mistletoe? Sure, you know you're supposed to kiss your loved one under it, but did you know that this comes from its rich mythical past, featuring in druid rituals of passion and fertility? Did you know that there's 1,400 species and subspecies of mistletoe, that it's partly parasitic and lives on host trees such as apple, pear and poplar trees? I'm sure Peter Dunnigan knew this, but Phil Voice from Landscape Juice has written an interesting article on the fact, history and myth of mistletoe. Phil is a former guest of ours on the show, and of course, to find out more and to see the article, you can get the link in the show notes for today's show on sodshow.com. Also worthy of note here is last week's Irish Times column by last week's Sod Show guest, Fionnuala Fallon. She writes about how to create your own homemade festive Christmas wreaths to deck the walls, and also mentions an important date for your diary. That date is February 2nd, 2013, the date of the Snowdrop Gala at Ballykeely Manor Hotel, Ballon, County Carlow. And all this info and a link to Fionnuala's article will be up on sodshow.com. And of course, if you'd like to find out more about Fionnuala's latest book, which would make a great Christmas present for both the green-fingered and non-green-fingered friends and family members in your life, have a listen back to last week's show. That's also available on sodshow.com. Finally, for now, as next week's show goes out just before Christmas itself, there'll be even more festive fun to be had, so make sure to tune in on Friday the 21st at 3 p.m. on 103.2 Dublin City FM for our Christmas special, or afterwards, of course, in podcast on iTunes or on sodshow.com via Audioboo. And if you've any news for us for that show or for any of our shows in the future as we go into 2013, feel free to get in touch. We are at Sodshow on Twitter, or you can contact us in other weird and wonderful ways via the contact page on sodshow.com. Okay, let's get on with it. And speaking of our Twitter, at Sod Show, that was one of the places we asked for people to get in touch with us and give us their top 10 gift ideas for Christmas for the happy gardener, or for somebody who just hasn't got such green fingers but wouldn't mind dipping their fingers into the green once in a while. First up, we're going to go down to Dingle, to at Dingle Surf from Twitter, the owner of Finn McCool's surf shop, Mr. Ben Farr.
While a surf shop may not be the most obvious choice to buy gifts for a gardener, it's not just bikinis and wetsuits that we sell here at Finn McCool's. There are still many hidden gems for all you green fingered and just simply outdoor types to enjoy. Here's our top 10. At 10, we have our Animal Walk Shorts. They're really robust, full of handy pockets to keep all your tools in, and I have it on good authority that Mr. Peter Donegan himself has been sporting a pair all summer. At 9, we have a similar item for the ladies, which are canvas pants which quickly adjust to 3/4 length. If you're out and about and doing a bit of foraging, you're going to need somewhere to store all your spoils. So, at number 8, we've chosen rucksacks. They come in all shapes and sizes, and we have a great range here at Finn McCool's. Being outdoors in the winter is all about keeping warm. So at number 7 and 6, we have woolen hats to keep your ears toasty and fingerless gloves for your hands. We chose the fingerless versions as they're good for you gardeners who want that extra bit of dexterity. And number 5 in our top 10 is our range of waterproof watches. Yes, they're designed to go 200 metres under the sea, but sometimes with the weather in Ireland, it can feel like you're gardening underwater. It's also important to layer all your garments in the winter. And at number 4, we recommend getting yourself a good fleece. They can be worn on their own, but come really into their element when worn with other items, such as number 3's gilets. It's all about the G-Day this year, and Animal have some great hooded ones for you ladies out there that are well worth checking out. At 2, we have something that no outdoors person or even just dog walker should be about, and that's the Tide Table. You can get them adjusted for your local area or national ones that you can adjust yourself, so you're never going to be caught with just a square inch of sand to walk on. And finally, at number 1, it has to be our famous and cosy Finn McCool Surf Company hoodie. A shameless plug, but it is Christmas. All these items are available on our website, finnmccools.ie, and to guarantee that your item arrives in time for the big day, make sure your order is with us before the 20th of December. A very Merry Christmas to all you back in the Sod Studio.
Thanks, Ben.
And wishing you a prosperous and growth-filled new year.
And a very Merry Christmas and New Year to you too, and many happy days of surfing. So now you get the idea, that's what we're doing. A suggested top 10 from various people of gifts you can buy for the gardener or non-gardener in your life, mostly for the gardener. Now we're going to move on to the ever lovely Katrina from Wholesome Ireland. Hi Katrina, what have you got for us?
Hi Niall, thanks for the lovely introduction. I've just come up with a list of budget busting... No, let's not say budget busting. Let's not mention the dirty B word. Let's call them thoughtful gifts for the garden-centric person in your lives. From the totally and utterly free gifts to the ones that might cost a little bit of time and effort, but they will all be greatly appreciated by the person who loves a garden. And the first thing is a voucher for time. Cost to you, zero, sort of. It's going to cost you the time that you put in. So here's a suggestion. Rather than giving your child's teacher a gift at the end of the year, why not give them a voucher for an hour or two of your time on the school garden, or an hour or two of your time teaching kids in the classroom about growing plants, flowers, or food? Or perhaps if you have a community group or an individual who you really want to reward on the sly, but you don't necessarily want to, them to know, why not in the spring or over the Christmas time sneak a couple of plant pots into their garden with some bulbs that you've been growing, for example, daffodils or hyacinths or something like that. The next thing on the list is something that my parents did with us when we were younger, and it is the old reliable, the painted plant pot. So it can be a terracotta pot. I would suggest that for painting a plant pot, definitely go for terracotta. Paint them up with poster paints. You can do this with the kids. It's a great excuse to get very messy. Once the paint has dried, coat them over with a coat of tough, clear varnish. Ship's varnish is good for that. That'll make them a little bit more watertight. So once you plant something in them, then the paint on the outside isn't going to run when it gets a little bit exposed to the elements. The other thing that we used to do when we were kids was we used to go seashell shopping. Yeah, I know, shopping for seashells. What the heck is she talking about? But what I am talking about is going for a walk on the beach with your kids and filling your pockets full of multicoloured seashells. It doesn't matter if some of them are a little bit broken. Then when you get home, get yourself a plastic plant pot. It does need to be plastic. For some reason, it just seems to stand up better. And what we do then is we get a thick coating of polyfiller and we cover that all around the plastic plant pot. You're talking about 2 centimetres thick, then push in the flat side of the seashells into the polyfiller and keep on doing it until the whole plant pot is covered in seashells. Leave it to dry and again, get out that hard, clear varnish and varnish it up. And again, that's another lovely gift which can be used outdoors or indoors. Just bear in mind that the larger one will take up an awful lot of your time. The next gift might be a little bit more expensive, but it is something that is exceedingly thoughtful, is to buy up a set of seeds for the gardener in your life. There's plenty of options from brown envelopes, seed savers, and much more besides. You do need to know the gardener who you're gifting them to. For example, if it's somebody who likes to grow their own food, if you buy them a set of seeds for peas, well then that'll keep them in peas for the year. It'll save them an awful lot of money and it's relatively inexpensive for you to buy as a gift. That's pretty much it from me in terms of thoughtful gifts. The bottom line is to take time and put a little thought into the type of gifts that you want to give. Gifts don't have to cost an awful lot of money, but if you invest your time instead, they're often the most valuable gifts that you can get. Time to dig over a neighbour or family member's garden when they might be feeling a little bit under the weather will be far more valuable to them than a bunch of flowers. Have fun and have a very happy Christmas.
Oh, and a Merry Christmas to you too, Katrina.
Excuse me. Very Merry Christmas to you too, Katrina. And thank you for taking part in our Christmas wishes special here on The Sod Show. Now, it's time for a little bit of a musical break. And we here on The Sod Show, along with the original author and performer of this song, Mr. Elton John, want to compel you to go onto iTunes and download it. Pay for it. Get it to number one for Christmas because it's for an excellent cause, for an amazing little girl. You can find out more about it in the show notes for today's show on sodshow.com. But for now, just enjoy it. Song for Lily May on The Sod Show. This is Tiny Dancer.
Blue jean baby, LA lady, and seems just for the bad. Pretty eyed pirate smile, you'll marry your music man. Must have seen her dancing in the sand.
Now she's in me, always with me, tiny dancer in my hand.
Freaks out in the street, handing tickets out for God.
Turning back, she just laughs. The boulevard is not that bad. Yellow man, he makes a sound.
Oh,
Tiny Dancer on the Sod Show from Song for Lily May, which includes Paddy Casey, Mary Black and a 300 strong choir. They're trying to raise money and awareness for 4-year-old Lily May Morrison. So get on iTunes, download the song, help it get to number 1 for Christmas, help it sell as many copies as possible, and help them improve the quality of life of this little Clare Galway girl. Okay, so download that now and we'll get back to our top 10. Top 10 gift recommendations for the gardener or non-gardener in your life, but more so kind of the green-fingered variety. And not knowing up until now that we had a line one, I'm going to go to line one, and on the line is Sheila from Gary Gloss. Hi, Sheila.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm very good. How are you?
I'm great, thank you. I'm great. Looking forward to Christmas.
As are we. And speaking of Christmas, we're going to go straight into it. Your top 10 gift recommendations. What are they then?
Well, I'll tell you what they are. Some of them I have myself, but most of them I don't. Anybody wants to, you know, go and treat me, that'll be fine. Autumn fruiting raspberry canes are my first thing because they're just such a treat at the end of summer, and I haven't planted them, so I'd love some of those. An oscillating hoe. It's one of the best tools you can have in the garden because it means you can weed regularly without bending down, which is always good for a gardener.
It sounds like it does the work for you in a way.
Well, yeah, you're basically moving your arms back and forth between your vegetables or your flowers, and it's great especially for vegetables which are in regular rows. If you've sown them properly, if you've planted properly.
Oh, so you're getting a bit of a workout as well.
Exactly, yeah. And because you're standing, you get to see your garden while you're doing it, which is nice. Number 3 is a massage, which is for gardeners and anybody else, because, you know, when you work in the garden, as I said, your back can get quite sore, and it's really nice to just be treated to a massage.
I could add to that one, when you're sitting in a studio, as you probably know yourself, hunched over a microphone half the day, your back could be in bits by the end of it. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. So a massage, that's a good one for the list.
Yeah. A bird table or a nester. For me, there's nothing that fills my heart with joy as much as seeing birds in the garden, with the exception maybe of magpies or pigeons. But the small birds that come to feed at this time of year, it's just such a treat to be able to see them. And then number 5 would be books. And there are so many out there for me because vegetable gardening is what I work at. Trevor Sargent's book I love. Klaus Leitenberger has 2 books now, a polytunnel book as well as his vegetable book. Michael Kelly's book, and obviously Fionnuala Fallon's new book as well.
I was actually present in the room when Trevor Sargent threw his guitar on with his rainbow strap on it and started singing Inch by Inch, Row by Row. So I know how green-fingered and into that kind of side of things he is. He's left the kind of political stuff behind, and he's very much into gardening and
really
horticulture.
Is. You know what? He's an absolute inspiration, visiting his garden and seeing that space and how much he's made of the space he has. And now he's got organic status, which is really difficult to achieve.
Mm-hmm.
I have to say, I really admire his work.
Well, what's next on the list then?
Number 6 then is secateurs, a good secateurs, because I have a really bad habit of buying them for like 15, 20 euros and then a couple of years later you need to replace them. But I just never spend the 60 or 70 or whatever you would spend on a good pair.
That much for a good pair of secateurs, really?
Yeah, €60 or €70. And gardeners who've been at it for a very long time will say to you, it's the one thing I will never lend anybody because they're so precious when they're good. And then vouchers are always good. If you don't know what to get somebody, the Organic Centre does great vouchers. They have... Not only do they sell seeds and tools and garden paraphernalia, but they also have great courses like living willow courses, grafting, and food courses so that you can learn what to do with what you've grown in your garden, how to preserve your food. That's number 8. And then number 9 is champagne. Because when is not a good time to have champagne?
While sitting out in your garden as well, presumably.
Well, I've done it, and you know what? It tastes really good outside. Obviously not maybe at this time of year, but it does. It's a wonderful treat at the odd time in the summer that you might sit in your garden and have a glass of champagne. So that's a good present.
Particularly after a hard day of tending the garden.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so that's the 9th one on your list. So are you going in reverse order? Is this the biggest one, or is it any particular order?
This is the biggest one.
This is the big one,
this
okay.
This is a fantasy present. If, you know, somebody who loves me very much won the lotto between now and Christmas,
okay.
Would be a polytunnel.
A polytunnel. Now, explain that for the kind of wet behind the ears, non green fingered person like myself, whose garden consists of a balcony in a city centre.
A polytunnel, well, won't fit in the balcony, but basically it's like a glass house in that you can grow vegetables or fruit inside it. It is going to be warmer than outside and it's covered, so you're not exposed to wind and rain in the same way that you are in a garden. But rather than being made of glass, it's a plastic covering, basically, and it's a long tunnel shape, and you can get them, you know, 20 feet long, 30 feet long.
Mm-hmm.
And you can grow food in it all year long. You're free to sow whenever you want. I have to say, I don't have a polytunnel, but I would really love one.
So that's your top 10 anyway, particularly ones that you, I think you're kind of sneaking it in there, you'd like people to buy for you as well.
Exactly.
Well, Sheila, listen, have a fantastic Christmas, and listen, thanks for taking part in the Sod Show today.
Thanks a million, and happy Christmas to you.
Okay, so there's only one more person to speak to us, and who might it be?
Yeah, hey Niall, it's Peter.
Ah, of course, Peter. How are you, Peter?
Yeah, I'm good, man. How are you?
Oh, yeah, I'm pretty good. Pretty busy. Are you busy yourself?
No. I'm just literally taking a break from working in the great, wonderful outdoors, Burr, Chilinese, etc., etc. Yours, I'm sure, are terribly nice and warm.
My knees? Oh, I don't know, but let's just leave my knees out of this altogether, shall we? Let's get on with your top 10 gift ideas for Christmas.
Yeah, I've got two top 10s for you, Niall, because one of the things that I recommend within my top 10 is an Irish grown tree, which is fairly easy to do, native grown Irish, etc., etc. But I also wanted to say a native Irish tree or a plant. That is one that has been born and bred and grown in Ireland, invented in Ireland, so to speak. So, can you cue me the music, Mr. Maestro?
Christmas time.
No. Not the Cliff Richard Christmas song, Niall. Definitely not the Cliff Richard. How about a little bit of... Yeah, that's a bit more like it. Okay, coming in at number 10, it's Escalonia Gold Brine by Philip Morrow. Number 9 is the Hebe Rhubarb and Custard. Sounds delightful, by the wonderful Tully Nurseries. Number 8 is the Betula Spider Alley Irish Bread and Produced by Matt Lohan. Number 7, the Carex Everest Irish Bread and Produced, exported worldwide. It's a great winter colour plant, and that's grown by the wonderful Pat Fitzgerald, the man responsible for compiling this list. Coming in at number 6, it's the Astelia, A-S-T-E-L-I-A, Silver Shadow. It's New Zealand bred, but all of the world production, did you know, comes from Ireland. And last year, Fitzgerald Nurseries exported 200,000 of them. Coming in at number 4, it's the Sorbus Autumn Spire, grown by Sean Flannery down in Kildare. Hello to Rosie, if you're listening to this. I went to college with Rosie. Lovely ladies. Primula Clada is in at number 3. That's a Joe Kennedy, Pat Fitzgerald collaboration. Number 2 is the Primula Inish Free, again by Joe Kennedy and Pat Fitzgerald. And in at number 1, can I get a drum roll, please? It is indeed the Primula Drum Cliff. And that concludes the top 10 Irish grown, born and bred, just about, plant charts for 2012. We will throw this list up on sodshow.com or else up on my own blog, donaganlandscaping.com, and hit the blog part of that. The funny thing about that list, Niall, is that there is a lovely mix of small, large, medium in between. And if you were going to give somebody a gift of a Christmas planter, a planter that is planted up with Christmas in mind, the primulas are one that will pretty much last forever and ever. Amen. Just hear those sleigh bells ring-a-ling, ding-ding-a-ling-a-ling, ding-ding-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling.
Whoa, enough of that, Peter. Nobody wants to hear you sing. Let's get back to you and hear your top 10, please. Take it away.
In at number 10 is a tree. This sounds a little bit silly, but some people plant them for their daughter. Some people plant real Irish Christmas trees in their garden for every year they have spent in their home. Number 2 is a bird box. 6 pieces of timber put together. If you are on a little bit of a budget, I know we hate that word, wrap a bow around it and there you go. Handmade by daddy for mammy, or mammy for daddy, whichever you like. In at number 3 is a good book. We have that list from Collins Press. Again, there's emphasis on the Irish born and bred again in there, and you couldn't get a better list. I know Sheila had a couple of her own recommendations too, and I wouldn't argue with any of them. My wish list, if you want to know what I'd really love, a brand spanking new ride-on lawnmower. Ask me to recommend you one. The Stiga front deck multi-clip would definitely be top of my personal list. Second on my wish list, step up from Sheila's poly tunnel, a glass house, I mean a glass home with a full bar and only just short of the flat screen TV that you can hide in and potter in and grow tomatoes and lettuces and aubergines and do all of that kind of thing. Number 5, I need some new parts for my secateurs. Sheila again paid homage to the use of a good secateurs. I have had my own secateurs for the last 13 years, Niall, and a bit like Trigger's sweeping brush from Only Fools and Horses, it's had 14 different heads and 16 different handles. Recommended type, Felco, F-E-L-C-O. Get the Felco secateurs. You will not find a better brand as far as I'm concerned. Number 6, a window box. Any size you like. Preferably the ones that I made last time were 100 centimeters by 50 by 50. That is a planter. But a box is a box is a box, is it not? A bit like the bird box without a lid in the top. A new set of garden furniture. It's a great time to buy garden furniture in Niall. In at number 9, it's the garden makeover, or get part of that garden landscaped. Everybody knows a little bit of a garden that has been neglected, don't you? Number 2. Have I got my numbers back to front? I probably have. Build a compost heap, something we touched on when we were up at St Arta Ecology Centre. You can do this. I'm going to buy a nice expensive one, either or. And in at number 1, top of the list, Niall. Very, very simple. Picnic in a park. Make me a nice big gaggle of sandwiches and a big flask of coffee. Bring me out, sit me on the rug with my woolly hat on and my iron jumper. Let's sit down and spend a bit of time together and have a bit of a chat. Niall, it's back to you.
Thanks for that, Peter. Running out of time here. Just enough time for me to give my own top 5. At number 5, well, if you're heading over to somebody's place for Christmas dinner, why not bring some homegrown Irish vegetables? Bring your own cauliflower and bring your own whatever you can that you've either grown yourself or sourced and made sure is Irish and, of course, if possible, is organic. At number 4 for me, quick crop. Something that's kind of handy for somebody like me who lives in a city apartment. The quick crop vouchers, which come in a beautiful presentation box and actually include 2 packets of salad mix seeds, so you can get growing from nothing. Go to quickcrop.ie and choose the gift vouchers under the product pages there. Number 3, Green Side Up. They've got a lot of interesting gifts on their pages, including seeds for making your own herbal teas and wines. At number 2, I've just taken delivery of one myself and I'm going to play around with it and review it for the show. That's the Urban Composter, and that comes from UrbanComposterIreland.com. And at number 1, shockingly enough, I recommend get yourself some compostable bags for home and garden from our kind sponsors, greensacks.ie. That's it for the Sod Show for this week, and next week's going to be a little less gardeny, a little more Christmassy with our Christmas special next Friday at 3 o'clock, so do tune in for that. Sincerest thanks to everybody who took part in this week's show, and until next week from myself and Peter, whatever you do in the great outdoors and whoever you do it with, enjoy yourselves and take care.